Turning to our top story now, the UN says its investigation into the killing of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh shows the bullet that killed her most likely belonged to Israeli forces. Let's take a look at what's happened since Shireen was killed. She was shot dead while reporting from the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Hours after her death, the Israeli government began circulating video suggesting she was likely shot by a Palestinian fighter. Well, it later changed that account, saying it's possible its soldiers may have killed her. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas rejected a proposal for a joint investigation with Israel, citing a lack of trust. Israeli forces attacked mourners at a funeral on May the 13th. Israel has yet to make an investigation into the incident public. Media outlets Associated Press and CNN announced their own investigations, which found that Abu Akleh was likely killed by Israeli fire. A Palestinian Authority probe found Abu Akleh was deliberately killed by Israeli forces. On the same day, Al Jazeera said it would file a case with the ICC. And on June the 9th, the Palestinian foreign minister took the results of its investigation to the ICC. Al Jazeera's senior political analyst Marwan Bishara joins us now from London. Good to have you with us. So, Marwan, this is quite a significant development that even the UN is weighing in and saying all the evidence it has seen points in the direction of Israel.
Yes, absolutely. Certainly the evidence is building up, the proof is building up. Clearly, whatever Israel has claimed from the outset was not credible. It was simply an attempt at mystifying its role in the crime against our colleague. But I think what is new in the UN report that I thought was quite interesting, though I'm not a forensic investigator, but I think the fact that they said specifically several single seemingly well-aimed shots at our colleagues means that there was a bit of a deliberate attempt to shoot and kill, especially coming from the side of the Israeli unit that is basically hiding behind some sort of a steel protection, which means they were not exactly defending themselves. They were aiming, well, at those who had press written all over them, but single, several, meaning it wasn't just sort of a machine gun type thing by mistake. So clearly we're getting closer to the idea that this must have been deliberate. Whether it was ordered or not, whether this was targeted assassination or not, as, for example, some Palestinians are now claiming, that, and as far as I'm concerned, remains to be seen. But clearly the evidence against Israel and its occupation forces is building up to be that one of a deliberate shooting at our colleague, rendering her dead, unfortunately, and still not taking responsibility for the act.
Marwan, there have been precedents in the past where countries don't want to, even when countries don't want to cooperate with an international investigation, the UN has still been able to get some kind of international investigation or special rapporteur in place. What's the likelihood that this is going to happen now with all the mounting evidence you've been talking about?
Historically speaking, Sami, as you well know, and as our viewers around, perhaps our viewers around the world remember, Israel has always rejected any sort of a role for the UN, even in diplomacy, let alone in sort of what it sees as infringement in its own internal investigations or affairs or commissions or what have you. The Israelis have always rejected the UN role. They are afraid of what the UN might look in and see. And that's why they typically resorted to the United States. Unfortunately, the United States is not putting enough pressure at the UN and Israel to make sure that this happens. In as far as we can see, Sami, the United States remains, quite, I don't want to say hesitant, it's worse than hesitant. It's almost complicit with the Israeli crime in the way that they continue to defend Israel and say, we don't know who's behind it, even though CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, all the main media outlets in the United States have already came up with their editorials about the matter. Clearly, for Washington, it is not about the act, Sami. It's more about the actor. If the actor happens to be Russian killing Ukrainian journalists, no one is asking for an investigation. If the actor is Iranian, even if the actor is Palestinian, the United States does not ask for investigations or commissions. But when the actor is Israel, it doesn't matter if it's that sort of terrorism, state-sponsored terrorism on the part of the Israeli military, then the United States only and simply ask for investigation. And this is the dilemma we're in. Israel would not budge, do its own investigation of its own military, and it's certainly capable of doing so. The United States would not put pressure, and the UN simply could, you know, make the claims, but would not be able to get involved.
And that was our senior political analyst, Marwan Bishara, there.